Welcome to the Mind of Huddy podcast. I am your host, Huddy. Thank you for tuning into the first episode of this brand new podcast about everything that comes into the mind of Huddy, which is me, my brain waves. This show will include nerdy subjects such as the X-Men, Spider-Man, comics in general, Star Wars, Star Trek, Dungeons and Dragons, sports, movies, and TV shows. You name it, we'll talk about it. Speaking of that, we do have an email for you all to send your love and questions, which may be featured on the show. Go ahead and send us anything at mindofhuddy@gmail.com. Just keep it somewhat safe for working degenerates. You love that opening theme? Go ahead and check out Donnie Disco on Spotify and SoundCloud for more bangers and his podcast, The Disco Show, wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get right into the show today with the news. And we're going to talk about the Borderlands movie trailer today that dropped a couple days ago or a couple weeks. I think it looks good. It's based off the popular video game series by Gearbox and 2K, Borderlands, Borderlands 1, 2, 3, pre-sequel, the Telltale games, all that. I thought it looked really, really good. The aesthetics and the guns and the crazy characters and the monsters and the gore, the cast looks good. It's a mix-up of some characters. It's not all just like the ones from the first game. I would have to say my one concern would definitely be with Kevin Hart. Not that I don't think he can do a good job, I just think they're going to stifle him. Let the dude rip. He's a comedian. He's a fool. You definitely make it funny. Don't try to make him super serious with a couple jokes. I don't think that's going to work. But go ahead and check out the trailer. I think it's going to be good. Everyone should go watch it. Support a good video game movie for once. And our other topic today would have to be Dune 2 releasing over the weekend, March 1st to 3rd. By Legendary Warner Brothers, the second part of the Dune series here, based off the first book by Frank Herbert. Next one will be Dune Messiah. That's years down the line. We're going to talk about part two today. So it seemed to have done really well over the weekend. It opened to better than expected, $82.5 million domestic, $100 million overseas, for a global start of $182.5 million. That's fantastic. That's a lot of money. I liked it. It was a little slow. It had a lot of lore that if you don't dive into it, it's going to go over your head. I don't know a way around that. The book is very chunky, and you got to read it to get all the lore. I don't know how they could put it on the screen, but they did good. They had a really good combat scenes, really good just exposition. And even though it was slow, that's not synonymous with bad. I thought it was a fantastic movie. It's not for everybody. That's for sure. It's not a Marvel movie, MCU movie. Go out and take the family and anybody in the world can see. Dune has a very specific and hardcore fan base. And this opened it up to a little bit wider audience, but it is not perfect for everyone. Keep that in mind. But if you like nerdy stuff, if you like science fiction, true science fiction, not science fantasy, you will love Dune. Go ahead and watch the movies, even the original and the series that were on Sci-Fi, I believe, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Definitely read the books, which that's a crazy series. There's six main books. I believe five are written by Frank Herbert himself, and the last one by his son. And then his son wrote a bunch of prequels and offshoot books that apparently the Dune crazy fans, they're not actually crazy, but like the super fans would call bad, to say the least. They're not fans at all. I haven't read them. I got halfway through the first book and I just put it down. I don't think I was ready to commit to that book. It is chunky. As I said earlier, it's got a lot. You definitely have to pay attention. It's not a book to read before bed unless you don't fall asleep to stuff. Because if you do, you will be out like a light. But it gets pretty crazy. I know it's like, it's Dune Messiah. and Children of Dune and like God Emperor, and it gets freaking nuts, man. Like some of the stuff that they have in there, like turning yourself into a complete worm. I'm not gonna give spoilers. I do know a lot of the lore from like looking it up and listening to other podcasts and such. But yeah, I would definitely give the books a try. I know that the game was one of the first RTSs and like propelled that into a big genre back in the 90s. It was Dune 2, and that's what led to Command and Conquer and Warcraft. And so the book and the series has been so influential, not only in movie, science fiction, and fantasy, and games, and everything. It's just one of the biggest franchises that actually is like flown on the radar. It just silently influenced everything. Like if Lord of the Rings didn't have the movie series, that's basically how that would have been. But we're getting it now. A lot of people think the new Dune movies could be like the Lord of the Rings, you know, a long 12-hour watch on, you know, a rainy day for years to come. I don't think they're as good as the Lord of the Rings series. That was just such a huge part of my upbringing and my childhood. And the books are fantastic, too. Those are also ones that can get a little sloggy, chunky, the way that he writes. I mean, it's written in an older style, but if you have patience, you can get through it. And it's just, they're fantastic books, both Dune series and obviously Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. But back to the movie, Dune Part 2. I think Timothée Chalamet was a perfect casting choice. Because I know in the books, Paul Atreides, later Paul Muad'Dib, is supposed to be, you know, he's a child. He's like 14, 15, right? And he's supposed to be smaller. That's where like Muad'Dib comes from, is like the little desert rat, like this tiny thing that survives in this harsh environment. So for him to play that, I think is perfect. A lot of people were critiquing it, saying, oh, he's not, you know, manly enough. He's not imposing enough. Well, you got to think, first movie, he's not there yet. I mean, that's like not even half the book, from what I read. And then after that, apparently he turns into this messiah, you know, leading a jihad across space or whatever, exterminating billions of people. So like you gotta let him build into it, but I think he's perfect because this movie, when he took control, he was a man of purpose. he definitely commanded, and the slight things they did like with the voice, it was just incredible, and the soundtrack was amazing, and the screen, the IMAX screen was fantastic to see that. The visual effects was perfect, and then Zendaya, they switched up with Chani a little bit, which was, I think, a really good modern take on it. I'm not going to give any spoilers. You definitely have to go watch it. I'm sure I'll do an episode on Dune at some point and just deep dive into all the lore, and I'll have to read the books and rewatch the 1984 movie and the two series, like I said, from the late 90s, early 2000s, and then definitely rewatch these new ones. But yeah, that's news for this week. Let's move on to our next segment, What You've Been Doing. Just where every week we're going to talk about what we did this week, what we encountered, and things like that. So I ended up finishing KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2 on the Switch. I haven't played these since, man, I was like in middle school, so like well over, you know, 14 years. And it just brought back so many memories. And it brought back like my love for gaming, honestly, it brought it back. And it was fun to sit down and just enjoy them. I think they've aged well. A lot of people wouldn't agree, but I think they're fantastic storytelling. The second one plays better than the first one, but the first one is just, mwah, you know, doesn't have a ton of bugs like the second one does. A lot of cut content in the second one, especially on the Switch. I couldn't use the restoration mod. I couldn't play with all the extra goodies and content in that. With that one, the combat is just, and the way you can do your characters is so much better. But that's definitely a Star Wars story that I would love to have either remade into a new game or adapted into like a series or a film. But then again, I don't know if I trust Disney to do anything with established content. Now, anything they make new generally is okay or very good. Like Mandalorian is fantastic. Book of Boba Fett, not so much. What they did with the sequel trilogy, not so great. But that's using established canon and content, right? You know, Rogue One was fantastic. I know that's established, but that was such a tiny little thing. They could do whatever they want with it. I mean, it was an offhand comment about that. And they ended up changing that because I didn't see any Bonthans getting those codes. I know they mentioned it, but they could have shown that. Yeah, KOTOR is just fantastic. And then, you know, I did play a little bit of SWTOR, getting back into that. I played that like 6 months after launch back in the day when it came out. Got the collector's edition. Was playing that on like an old busted PC. Like, it was bad. But that game was a trip and a half. It was hard. Now it's dumb easy. Like, you don't even... You do everything solo, basically. Become a story game. But it's fun. It doesn't have the appeal anymore that it used to. But yeah, that's... Played some KOTOR. Finished both those. And then found a new love for Milsim games. You know, Squad and Squad 44. I don't know. I just kind of booted it up after seeing a video. And I know it's like channeling my inner old guy now. As I'm getting older, you know, boomer playing Milsim games after being, you know, heavy into Counter-Strike and Call of Duty and all those other games. And I just like the slow, methodical, and like tactical gameplay of this. Building these forward operating bases, building them up super big, and we're attacking places, and that's where it like really shines. And if you get a bad squad, it's not as fun. Because it's just, you know, it's like running around with the chicken head cut off, you know. It just doesn't work. And then Squad 44 is just the World War II version of that, which is, it plays a little different. It was originally Postscriptum, and it was bought out by OWI, who owns Squad and made Squad, and then they're changing some things. And I know that community is not happy about it, but I think it plays fine. You know, I liked it a lot. And I played that one majority of my time to kind of learn, and then I went into Squad. And I think I enjoy that one as a whole more. It's definitely a bigger community. There's a lot of mods. There's a Star Wars mod for it. Galactic Escalation, I think it's called. And you play clones versus droids. And the mechanics are a little janky. Like, you know, it's hard to shoot sometimes. You have to be a lot more strategic. The blaster bolts, like 5 to kill someone. I think that's a little ridiculous. And some of the mod is just not fully done yet. But it's really cool to see. And on that, we also had our first work D&D session. Shout out to the guys from work, guys and gals. Good session. The DM for that, I was in a training for the work and a couple of the people from there, and then the trainers, we became friends. They had interest in playing D&D, and I've played for a long time, and I've been a DM before, so I thought, why not? So we had session zero a couple weeks ago. A lot of things came up, and then we finally had our first session. Shout out to 16, not 19. Love that character. Glad to see something funny in the campaign, and looking forward to more from them. And it's their first time playing too, and they've really gotten the hang of it. I mean, tweak some characters, and really it only took a couple minutes for them to open up and then get into the role play. And they have really good chemistry together. Lots of jokes and problem solving and doing things. And I was trying to tell them, it's like, hey, you're in this world, interact. You know, I'll give you some set pieces. We'll roll some perception die. But like, you see a character, you go and ask questions. I know it's a lot easier in a video game. You know, it comes up with the text prompts what to ask. That makes it so more open in D&D. You ask whatever you want, you get whatever reaction. I mean, I had it set up tons of ways for these guys to succeed or fail. For the mission to go good or bad. Or, you know, and in the end, they ended up crashing this airship, right, that they got on. And they totally could have avoided it. They're going to hate to hear that, but they totally could have avoided it, and they could have messed it up even worse. They didn't mess it up. That's the thing. I don't want to put that perception off. But what they mean is the situation could have got a lot worse had they done different things or not done things. And like I said, they could have avoided it. And that's what I want to put in there in every single situation. And it doesn't matter what the outcome is. It's the journey, not the destination, right? Especially in D&D. I don't want them to just, you know, I'm going to grind this out until we hit this level and fight this one thing. And now it's about interacting in the world. It's about these characters' lives. And they're doing great so far. And I look forward to seeing what decisions they make. And they keep me on my toes. I definitely have to prepare a lot. I usually run off the cuff, and that's not ideal, especially in a very heavy story-driven campaign like this one's going to be. But they're fantastic. I look forward to playing with them again. They're all good people. and their characters are funny and unique. And that's something that's hard to come across, especially a lot of first-time players, unique characters. And it's so exciting to see how excited they are. The things they text me or tell me behind the scenes of, you know, what they want for their character or how what the character's like or, you know, things are just questions. And it's really cool, and I like playing with them, and I look forward to the next day we do that. And I might have to have one or two of them on, whoever wants to, and we can talk about it and, you know, have a nice guest. Which is actually a great segue into the next portion of the podcast, which is going to be our topic of the day. And this is going to be a shorter podcast this week. It's the first one, getting our feet wet, just talking about some things and about the future. So topic's going to be just the plans for the podcast and other endeavors and my need for creativity. I'm not thinking about anything long-term or what this could turn into. I just felt the need to be creative, to have an outlet. I feel like I've been stifled by my own doing for like so long and let anxiety and other things get a hold of me. And instead of like taking that first step and becoming creative or doing creative things, I sat there and I just daydreamed about it. And I would just think about it and plan it. But all this groundwork just to not do it. So now we're doing it. So the plan is I'd like to do this weekly, and have guests on, friends of the podcast, friends of me, and whatever this turns into, other people as well. And we're just going to talk about nerdy things. That's honestly it. Like, you know, we could have episodes that are about specific things where we do research and we talk about it and dive deep into it and ruminate together. There could be episodes where it's just me again, alone in my room, talking about this while my wife is cooking dinner or something. I don't know. But that's the plan for the podcast, is to be creative and to have people on to just talk about things, just make a podcast that I'd want to listen to, you know, be chill and have just some cool topics. Definitely going to lean towards the nerd stuff. We'll be talking about music and movies and TV shows too, sports as well. I'm big into sports. Other endeavors though, I've always wanted to have a YouTube channel. I actually did have one back when I was like 14 to 16, got like over 100 subscribers. I was the shit, you know, but I have a need for me to be creative in a way that, that I'd want to interact with if I was the viewer or whatever. Right. So there's like videos on YouTube. When I look up something, like I have very rarely do I find videos that I think gives the information I want to have presented or the way I want to present it. So why not just make it myself then? Someone will enjoy it, and I'm sure it's right up someone's alley. So that's the plan. And again, it's going to be very nerd focused. So it could be, you know, if I have an interest in Spider-Man that day or a certain topic about it or about X-Men or about, you know, like we've talked about Dune or Borderlands, like I plan on making shorts and regular videos of just a deep dive and explanation of history or behind an event character or type of comic or comic itself, that kind of thing. Just super in depth, but chill at the same time. You know, I just want it to be set up the way that I would want to interact with it. You know, so that's basically the plans for the podcast. Next week, I plan on having a good friend, Sean, on if he can make it. No promises, though. It might just be another second episode here with me trying to figure out how to do this whole thing. But most likely, we'll be talking about quite a few things. If you like deathcore, metalcore music, if you like Spider-Man, and if you like video games, that will be the episode for you. Might even talk about hockey because I know he's obsessed with it, and I'm just getting into it. So that would be fun. Want to know sports teams? Blackhawks, Ravens. Don't really have a basketball team. I kind of just follow players. Baseball's White Sox. They're just not good right now. But neither are the Blackhawks. But we got Connor Bedard, so that's cool. And Ravens, we just choked away our best chance. Yeah. And favorite comics? X-Men. Definitely, hands down, got to be X-Men. I just think they're the most well-rounded comics with the best characters, and they mean something. And if we're gonna talk Star Wars or Star Trek, like, you know, off and on, really big into them. I mean, as a kid, I was basically a walking Wikipedia. Like, that's the only books I read. I had like over 50 books. Was obsessed. Fell off a little bit with the sequels. Not gonna get into that. That'll be another episode for a deep dive. But that's the podcast today. It's a short one. I mean, you know, only 20 minutes or so, but if you listen, thank you so much. Go ahead and share this and like and follow and leave a review on whatever podcast app or site that you're listening to this on. This is going to be a weekly podcast. And like I said in the beginning, we have an email, mindofhuddy@gmail.com. Do not feel afraid to send in any kind of comments, questions, anything. They may get read on the podcast. It could be a weekly thing, depending how much interaction we actually get. And if there's any topics you really want to hear, that's the best way to get a hold of me and to do that. All right, thanks for listening. You guys have a great one.